Ballots for the Clay-Ellum-Roslyn School District's Educational Program and Operations Levy will be mailed on Tuesday. Voters are asked to approve a four-year levy that gradually increases from $3.4 million in 2025 to $4.3 million in 2028. Ballots must be returned by February 13. The recent series of storms have increased snowpack levels in the Upper Yakima Basin. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture report, the Upper Yakima Basin snowpack is at 78% of the median as of Sunday. 2 weeks ago, the basin was at 65% of median. The Ellensburg Big Band starts its swing dance project at 7 p.m. Monday at Hal Holmes Community Center. The Big Band will offer a series of free swing dance lessons throughout the 2024, with the first two on Monday and January 29th. The project is funded through an Ellensburg Arts Commission grant with additional support from the Ellensburg Public Library. The evening starts with lessons for beginners. The state of public health in Kittitas County is the topic League of Women Voters of Kittitas County's program at 7 p.m. Wednesday at Hal Holmes Community Center. The program will feature Kittitas County Health Officer Dr. Mark Larson, KVH CEO Julie Peterson, and Robin Reed of the Kittitas Valley Health Network discussing healthcare in the county. Gallery One's current exhibit is Ball in Play, a functional putt-putt golf course designed by local artists. People can either play for free or purchase a scorecard for $5 for a chance to win a Lucky Duck Lego trophy created by Pat Stanton. The exhibit runs through February 24. Forecasters from the Northwest Avalanche Center will make a presentation at 6 p.m. Thursday at Drew Brew Clay-Ellum Tap Room. They'll discuss avalanche safety, winter weather conditions, and the current winter season. The event is free, but people must RSVP to enter a raffle. Information is available on the Drew Brew website. Christmas trees can be discarded for free at Kittitas County Transfer Stations in Ellensburg and Clay-Ellum through January 31. The trees must be free of all lights and decorations. A proposal to lower the speed limit on the Kittitas Highway between the Ellensburg city limits and No. 6 Road, as well as placing an all-way stop at the intersection of Kittitas Highway and No. 6 Road, will be the topic of a Kittitas County Commissioner's public hearing at 2 p.m. February 6 in the Commissioner's Auditorium. Tanner Volk led a trio of CWU football players earning Don Hansen NCAA Division II All-America honors. Volk was named Defensive Player of the Year and First Team Safety. Offensive lineman Slade Edwards and linebacker Brett McCullough earned All-America honorable mention. And a week after setting the school record for the 3,000-meter run, Johan Correa set a new CWU standard for the mile, running the race in 4 minutes 9.92 seconds at the Lauren McCluskey Memorial Track Meet in Moscow, Idaho, this past weekend. The Fish Open Table lunch is Zuppa Toscana, garlic bread, and applesauce. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay-Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay-Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 37 degrees. Sunset is at 4:49 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 31. Winds will be light and variable. Chance of rain is 30%. You can find all these stories and news on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.